And he is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, and he is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us.
Oh, Loves us. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Amen. And he's beautiful. And oh, how he loves me. Amen. Thank God for our young adults. Amen. Guess what, y'all? We don't want to leave our children a bill, right? We don't want to leave them a bill. Amen. But one thing we need to leave our children is the Word of God. We've got to leave them the Word of God. Now, granted, they have to get in the Word for themselves. But just the validation of knowing who they are in Christ makes all the difference. And I thank God for Reverend Wright last week dealing with that. Just dealing with the validation of our children. Amen. And letting them know they're great, letting them know we love them. Amen. And I thank God for what was preached even on last week. If you could turn your attention to Psalms chapter 119. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Beginning at the first verse. And guess what? We don't love them. There's a whole bunch of jokers out there that will tell them that they love them. Amen. And it not be the love of Christ. Amen. Hook, line, and sinker. And that's why, guess what, y'all, we can never stop. And guess what, it's time. Kids that ain't back, bring them back. Get them back and get them involved in Bible study and what's going on even in the church. Beginning at the first verse says this, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep the statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with the uprightness of the heart. When I shall have learned thy statutes, that learn thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Amen. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And then if you could turn your attention or hold your finger in, we're going to be dealing with Psalms 119, but also John. The book of John, John 1. John 1 says this. Verse 14, I got one verse here. And the Word, capital W, Logos, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I want to talk about this morning, hiding the word in your heart. Amen. Hiding the word in your heart. And I have a subtitle, Who's Shaping You? The Word or the World? Amen. Who's shaping you? The Word of God or the World? Let's pray. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you and we bless and praise your holy and your righteous name to know that you are God alone. You are omnipotent, you are omniscient, Lord God. You rule and you reign even over our lives. God, we thank you to know that I don't have to try to get up here and do anything in my own strength. Because you said in your word, it's not by my power, it's not by my might, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. So we pray, oh God, as you continue to break my heart to your love and to your word, oh God, that you would rid and just crucify any pride or haughtiness in me that's an attack or an raid against the knowledge of who you are. God, that I will continue to die to myself, that your word will be released through this broken vessel, through the unctioning of your spirit that will permeate and penetrate the very hearts of these thou, your people, and even those listening, oh God, online. God, we pray, oh God, that your word will just continue to be the very air that we breathe, to be our everything, that it will be even our living experience in relationship with you. God, we pray, oh God, that you just continue to set the very atmosphere in this place. Hearts that are heavy, hearts that are going through the storms of life, the challenge of life itself. Oh God, and just remind us, drive us back to an intimate fellowship and relationship with you. That the roots will dig down and anchor into this word of God. God, we love you and we bless you and we praise you. Oh God, to know that, Lord, we'll be like the wise man who built his house upon the rock, that even in the adversities that this world can throw at us, God, that that house will not fall because it's founded on a rock. So God, we thank you and we bless you. Even Satan himself, oh God, is a defeated foe in this place. For it's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. 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 Thank God. Thank God for everybody in the place. Thank God for my wife. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Amen. And I'm blessed. I'm a blessed man of God. I want to let my wife know. I want to let her know I love her. Amen. I love her. I love her. I love her because God, guess what? Thank God the sun came up and it helped us this morning get up and out the house. She reminded everybody of the hour. Hour. Started preparing the house last night that we would get up and get out to the house of the Lord on time. And not just that, just because of who she is. Amen. Because of who she is. And my mother, I want to thank God for my mother. Amen. Amen. And my children, we just thank God for who he is. Who's shaping you, the word or the world? Amen. And what the Lord just kind of broke my heart to, even as we were praying through the Romans. We were praying through the Romans and the impact that the word just had on my life personally. And even hearing other people talk about how that Romans, man, it just did something to them. And just impacting their hearts. And people were just kind of giving their hearts of how much this word impacted. Dealing with that. And we heard it. Amen. Dealing with our will. Just crucifying us, that Christ's love will be manifested, that we can love more. Amen. That we can have patience with people. That we can just have a deeper relationship and love affair with Jesus Christ. Amen. And the love of Christ working through us to be more patient, loving, and more compassionate as the word of God just continues to take roots in us. And it was like, literally, when we hear about Christ getting up early to get alone with the Father, and think about the importance of that, and the fact that he was the very word of God, incarnate flesh. That's why we read John chapter 1, verse 14, because you can't separate the two. But yet, although he was the word, he still got up early to get alone with the Father. And I'm telling you, I want to challenge everybody in this church. Don't stop just because we're done. Because we ain't done. We ain't done. But be on Bible study. Be a part of the men's Bible study. Be a part of the work Sunday school. Amen. Be a part of what's going on in this church. And I'm telling y'all, man, the world has so many things to grab our attention. That Sunday is no longer reverence. Sunday is just a normal day. Amen. Sunday is just a normal day for work. Sunday is just a normal day for sports and the coaches and all these things. And we got to put up a stand and let them know. No, we can't do everything on a Sunday. Amen. Listen, and it's not about the Sabbath. It's not about the little, but it's about reverence for God and training our children in the word of God. Amen. We can't just automatically try to fit the mold of the world. We can't automatically try to get in. We've got the standard of the word, but the priority has to be on the word of God. Amen? And that's the curse that Satan, the Bible says, even in Ephesians chapter 2, wherein in times past we walk according to the course of this world. We were fulfilling the desires of the nature. And the lust of the flesh. Amen. And according to the prince and the power of this air. Amen. And guess what? There's a mold of Satan. I thank God for Minister Tober, even yesterday. And what we, I'm telling you, we had an awesome time in the word, us men. Amen. And Brother Jake spoke, and Deacon McLean spoke, And Deacon Scott spoke, and Brother Willie Todd, and even Deacon Manning, he came up and he preached and he spoke the word of God. And we were blessed. And then Minister Tober came. Amen. And he gave the wrap up. And I'm telling y'all, it was a blessing to be there. And the men and the food and the grits and everything that we had. And the baby. Amen. It was a blessing. We were blessed. Man, and I'm telling you, y'all, the word is doing something in our hearts. The word is, listen, and the word is not just for the preachers. Because it's breaking my heart. And it's not just for the deacons. But it's for all of us. How are we going to make it? How are we going to stand? We're going to stand anchored and rooted in this word of God. Amen? And that's why, listen, we got to know the word. And that's why when I said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, right? And we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father, only begotten of the Father, full of grace, that's love, and full of truth. And guess what? Your faith is only as strong as the object that you place your faith in. What's the object that you place your faith in? And guess what? The object of the word of God is Jesus Christ. That's the anchor. That's the root that we have in him. Hebrews 1:3 says this, through faith we understand that the world, that means the universe, were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things that doeth appear. And we thank God for in Genesis, God spoke, right? God spoke and the very world came into existence. He said, let there be light. Amen. That was like the first day. He said, let there be a firmament. That was expanse. That was the second day. Then he said, let there be dry ground. We don't have time to turn there, but we would turn there. But when you get a chance, read it. And I always said, let there be the rhema, the very spoken word of God. Amen. And the rhema is like the spoken. And I don't get into the rhema and the logos and all that. But the rhema is the very spoken word. And the logos, when you see capital W, word of God, that's the fulfillment, the totality of the word, logos, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. And then on the fourth day, he said, let there be sun, moon, and stars. But on the sixth day, God said, let us make man in our image. Human beings are the only ones that have that distinction. Everybody else was let there be, let there be, let there be. But for us, he said, let us make man in our image. Also found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where he says, and God breathed into our nostrils, and man became a living soul. The very universe was created by Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The very worlds were formed and created by Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Territory. Dominions, realms, amen. Everything we see was made by the word. There was nothing that was made that was not made. That was not made by the word of God. Jesus Christ himself. And that's why we got to be in it. That's why we got to stay in it. That's why we got to meditate on this word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is God good? Amen. Is he worthy to be praised? And when he says, let us make man in our image, indicate that God the Father was speaking in the fullness of his divine creative power to the Son and the Holy Spirit. The three, you can't even not wrap your mind around how that Christ existed with the Father. But they were all God. They were the same God, triune God, before anything was created. From eternity past to eternity future, God is outside of time. And he spoke. And the word, he spoke the word, and we became into existence. Amen? We were created in total fulfillment. Amen? And guess what, y'all? Because of sin, this fulfillment was ripped out of our hearts. And we fell from that holy and happy place. Amen. And guess what, y'all? I've said it before. And guess what? We're going to say it again. Because of sin, we were ripped out of the validation and the fulfillment and the completion that we had when the world began. And that's why Adam and Eve, they died that day. They died spiritually. And we were a dead man walking without Christ. And without Christ, an impossibility to gain favor with God himself. That's why, y'all, guess what? Without Christ and without this word of God, there is a toil in man. There's a toil in man. And people don't know what the problem is. In the week that I went through this week, amen, you got to know that you know that you know that you've got Christ, that you're anchored in, that you're rooted in, that you've got the word of God permeating it on the inside. The word will be a lamp unto your feet, and it will be a light unto your path. Amen. Because it's Jesus Christ. He is the very word. He is the very rock that we got to sink our roots deep into. It's the word of God. Amen. And I thank God for Solomon. I thank God for this text. Because many believe that David wrote this song. Amen. As a training for Solomon. And there's 176 verses in this text. Amen. And all but three mention the word of God. You talk about a person that was crazy about the word. Amen. The author of the Psalms 19 was crazy about the word. Whether he calls it laws, statute, commandments, whatever he calls it, right? Sometimes he just said the word of God. It's all the word of God. Amen? And if you don't believe me, and to make sure I'm right, read it yourself and find out. How many verses or don't mention the word of God? Amen. And guess what, y'all? What we lost, man's been trying to get it back. And it takes the word of God. Not only to get back what we lost, but just think about this. We're saved by what Jesus Christ did on the cross. But it's the word. Amen. By faith. That's how we're saved. In Romans chapter 10. Because the Bible says, who shall go up to bring Christ down? Romans chapter 10. Or who shall go down to the deep to pull him back up? But the Bible says, the word is what? Nigh thee. Even in thy mouth. The word of what? Faith that we preach. That the Bible says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall, somebody say shall be saved. And I thank God. Listen, anybody, and this 10-year-old girl who came down the aisle to accept Jesus Christ last week felt that she had a need. Now, when she kind of came up here, she got scared. But she told her mother she wanted to come and get saved. Amen. It's a miracle. Anytime anybody comes to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, amen, by faith are we saved. By grace are we saved. Through faith, not of ourselves, but it is a gift of God. And it's by faith our hearts believe, not by confession, but our hearts believe that we believe in Jesus Christ. You can repeat all the sinner prayers you want. Amen. You can come up the aisle of the devil and go back to your seat of devil. But you better know, it's by faith, it's through faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. We're saved by faith. Amen. It's faith. Amen. When Ezekiel, when God spoke to Ezekiel and said, can these dry bones live? Ezekiel said, only you know. And God said, prophesy over these dead bones. Next thing you know, the neck was by the foot, and the knee bone was by the ear, and all these other bones were all mixed up. But the word, a wind came. Amen. A wind came and began to come in and form them dry bones, the things that were dead. Amen. And the word of God spoke. No man know where the wind listeth. No man know where the wind goeth. Amen. But all we know, we see the evidence of the wind. We see the evidence of the trees. Can you see it? No. People want to see a salvation. You can't see it. Amen. But you can feel it. And you can experience it. Hallelujah. Amen. Went to the meeting last night. And my heart wasn't right. But something got a hold of me. Amen. I can't see it. But all I know is what I was feeling when I went in there. But when the word grabs a hold of you, it'll reach deep down on the inside. Reach to those deep places, those dry places, those dead places in us, and it will liberate you. That's the word. That's the word of God. Able to go beyond the grave and bring a dead man out. That was our salvation, y'all. We were dead in trespasses and sin. And you see these people, top 10 richest people, I just Googled. I ain't gonna say no name. One of them owns Amazon. One of them owns Tesla. One of them owns Microsoft. Billions. Bill, how many millions does it take to get a billion? Deacon Wright said 1,000. Billions of dollars. And can you imagine being one of the richest people in the world, but you can't pay to solve the toil? Can you imagine that? You can't, you don't have enough money to solve the toil. That's on the inside. And guess what? Solomon tried to do it. And I believe he went crazy trying to do it. And thank God, God delivered him. These strange women and all these women were trying to pull him away from the word of God and pull him into different satanic cultures and different narcissism spirits and different things out of Egypt and other gods and false gods and deities and all this other stuff. Jesus said, I'm the only way. I'm the only truth. And I'm the only life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. Guess what? Before your children go to college, amen, they better know that they know that they have an anchoring on the inside. And his name is Jesus. God's only son. Put your faith in him. Amen. But they have a toil that they can't meet. Amen. And Solomon said, fear God, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen. And keep his commandments. Amen. And people are trying to meet this toil through escapism, through money, fame, idolatry, sensuality, homosexuality, lust, and perversion. Trying to meet it. Now we're in a war. And there's so many things going wrong, but we can't meet it. Where would we be without Jesus Christ? Where would we be without this word? Guess what, y'all? I'd be somewhere in the street jacket. I'm telling you. And I've been getting calls even from Bristol Township and different teachers wanting to know how can we solve the issue of our kids and the hardness and the fighting and all these things. Amen. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. Amen. First point that I have is the word brings peace to the toil. Amen. It's the word of God that brings peace to the toil. Man, that's the drudgery. The drudgery that we have in our hearts. Without Jesus Christ. Because when David said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? He said, by taking heed according to the word of God. Then he says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Amen. And I thank God for Jesus that saved us. And I thank God, for Christ did not go to the cross begrudgingly, but he voluntarily went to the cross. Isaiah 6:8 says, then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? And who shall go for us? And Jesus said, I'll go. Thank God for yesterday. Send me. I'll go. And he voluntarily went and he gave up his life for you and I. Amen. Acts 2:23 says this, and he was delivered up by God's set plan and foreknowledge, the predetermined counsel, and you by the hands of lawlessness, they put him to death, nailing him to the cross. Amen? And that's what satisfied the big gulf fix between us and a holy God, is the bridge of the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? And guess what? The shame about it is, if you're not saved, it's an eternal toil. It's an eternal toil. And guess what? The wrath of God is still hanging over your head. While you're trying to figure out what's going on in you, and guess what? I don't care who you are. Under the sound of my voice, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are under the toil of wrath.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Even creation declares there's a God. The fact that a bird, two parents of a bird, can fly to Hawaii after they had a baby bird. Right? We talked about this yesterday. And I can't think of the species of the bird, but there's a bird that after they had the parents in Alaska, they fly to Hawaii for the winter. That baby bird, right, is young. He's not strong enough to fly away yet. But a few weeks later, once he gets strong enough, that bird has an instinct in him. It's a certain species that bird knows to fly to Hawaii. Amen. Whether he hooks up with his parents or not, that fact remains to be made seen. But he has something on the inside.
Amen.
And even every year, there's a bird nest being built outside my office. And I'm telling you, if people can't see that God is speaking during this last time, during these last days, we're seeing stuff that we've never seen before. And even when the tsunami came, the Bible says the birds and the animals got out of Dodge. Amen. And everybody like, where the animals going? And we just laid there on the beach. Even the animals have a sense in them that something is wrong. And we can't tell that it's getting late in the evening, that the fields are white already. And guess what? There's a spirit of delusion through the TV, through the internet, through BET, and Instagram, and Facebook, and TikTok, and all these things, amen, trying to delude us that everything is all right. Everything is not all right. God's getting ready for that great day. And the Bible says, who shall be able to stand? And I don't know about you, I don't want to see one person that I come into contact with lose his soul and make it in hell. I don't want to see it. Amen. We need to know that God is speaking. And the Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. God is speaking loud and clear. And guess what? We got to wake up. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13 that salvation is nearer than it's ever been. And he says, stop sleeping. Wake up out of your slumber. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God is speaking. He said, get right, church, and let's go home. I don't know about you, but I guess what? I'm going to be ready when he cracks the sky. I'm going to be ready when he comes back. And guess what? We got more people over there than we got over there. Patty Newman is with Jesus Christ. Amen. But the word brings peace to the toil. First Colossians 1:19 says, for it pleased the Father
that in the Son all fullness should dwell. Christ has come to reclaim what was lost in the garden back to the Father. And it's the word of God that lets us know that we're complete in Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:9 says this, for in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead body. And then verse 10 says, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. That means rule and authority. And y'all know what that means? That means all of God. God gave all autonomy to Christ. So the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Jesus Christ. And guess what? If you're saved, Jesus Christ now dwells in you. Amen? Verse 119, when he says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? The word way in the Greek, amen, means orach. O-R-A-C-H, which means track or rut that is made by a wheel or a cart. And that's Satan's mold. The mold of this world to put ruts and grooves through things that we've experienced, through traumatic experiences, through things growing up in a home, even through abuse. And we heard it last week preached of how we can tell our children they ain't nothing and all that. Amen. There are roots. Hallelujah. There are roots. There are roots. Now, the old folks might say roots and call them roots. But the roots that I'm talking about are grooves. There are grooves embedded in man. And that's why David could say, I was born in sin and what? Shape in iniquity. Amen. And I think about a bunk cake or a swirl cake. That when you cook a cake, whatever you put in that cake, a little swirl, and the swirl could be poison or ungodly or whatever it is, when you bake that cake, whatever's put into that cake will be baked into the woof and the fiber of the substance. And guess what? Satan wants to shape our minds and warp our minds as young people. Amen. And as old people. That we got ruts and grooves embedded in us. And what we want to do, we want to come in the church. And if these roots been in us so long, that guess what? We can shout on top of the surface and never deal eternally with what's going on in our hearts. Guess what, y'all? I don't want to be that person who I got things in my heart, whether I was a victim or whether things I did or when something was done to me or somebody not speaking over me properly, and sit in the church and shout on the surface and nobody never deals with my heart. We want to talk about this praying through the Romans. And I thank God for my brother. We had prayer on Tuesday night. And I thank God because he was like, man, the word is just dealing with me. And the word got down to some deep places in my heart. And we were dealing with, the Bible says, don't be a stumbling block to somebody else. And I'm telling you, the word can get places where nobody else can go. No doctor can get there. No alcohol. And the word showed this brother that sometimes he can be a stumbling block to somebody else. And y'all know the word showed me that too. That sometimes it could be a person that we can just ride past. And be like, man, they out there. But no, we've got to show love. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13, 8, verse 8, owe no man nothing but to love him. And I'm telling you, that Romans chapter 8, verse 13, chapter 13, verse 8, was speaking to me. It was speaking to my heart. I don't like to owe people nothing. I don't like to owe people money and they be hanging over my head. Settle the debt. Tell them you forgive them. Tell them you love them. But what I owe the world is love. What I owe the people that don't know Christ is love. What I owe my boss is love. What I owe my children is love. What I owe the person that I meet in the grocery store is love. We got to love. Amen. The Bible says, what manner of love is this? That we should be called the sons of God. It do not yet appear what we're going to be. But we know when he cracks the sky that we're going to see him, that we're going to be like him. Guess what, y'all? We got to love. We got to love.
Because one thing I know, he loved me. And the love that I have in my heart, it ought to be contagious. The love that I have in my heart, people ought to see something. I ought not have to wear my badge and let people know I'm a pastor and I go to Community Baptist Church. But people ought to see a demonstration. People ought to see love. People ought to see something that even if we talk about coronavirus and how catchy and how catchy it is and you can spread the germs, we ought to be able to spread love the same way. No matter what somebody's done to you, no matter what somebody said to you, we got to forgive them. And it's got to be automatic. You can't try to love somebody. You can't try to do that. It's got to be the love of Christ permeating on the inside. Amen. I'll never know why he loves me. I'll never know why he cares. I'll never know why he sacrificed his life. But I'm so glad he did. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I just want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace. For by grace are we saved. Through faith, not of ourselves. But guess what, church? It's a gift. Somebody say it's a gift. It's a gift of God. Amen. Praise. It ought to spread. Guess what, church? His love ought to be contagious. So don't stop walking past people. Just love them. Don't be so churchy and speaking Christianese. Well, God bless you. How you doing, Bishop, and all this. No, be who you are to them. And let them know you love them. Don't be like, oh, I can't go to that family reunion. I can't go here. No. Jesus sat with the publican. And he said, Zacchaeus, come on down from that sycamore tree. For tonight, I'm going to abide at your house. Think about where you were. Think about where we were. A sinner. We were messed up. And the love Christ had for me to die on that cross. We got to have this same love for somebody else. Don't look down your nose and act like you were never there. We were there too. But the same grace that worked for me is the same grace that's going to work for them. Let's give God a hand clap of praise in this place. Is he worthy? And I thank God when me and this brother, Tuesday night, we were talking about this Romans. It spoke to the core of my heart. And this when you think that you're delivered and you're free, guess what? There's still a little bit more that he's got to get out. Now, I'm not saying go to the bar and sit on the same bar stool with that brother talking about you trying to win him to Christ. No. That's not what I'm saying. Amen. But wherever you are is an opportunity to witness and pastor right, my father. Man, whether you were a president or whether you were in the gutter, he had a gift from my grandmother. I believe my grandmother had it too. Mother, Gavin Wright Reggie was talking about her last week too. That she could love you unconditionally. I want to be that person. I don't care if they come in here smelly, stinky, rotten, look like they just were in a brewery. If they come down this aisle, I'm going to hug them. And let them know I love them. And guess what? It's the word of God in us. That's the only way. Guess what? Well, you ain't got to try to fake it to make it. Oh, I got to try to love my sister. No, you'll have to can't help it. That you can't help yourself. That you will love. Amen? Second point is the word remove. I'm almost done. I need like four minutes. The word removes the ruts of my life. Amen. That means the things that shaped in and baked in. Guess what? We don't even know what's happening when we meditate on this word. But what God is doing, he's removing the things that were baked into that cake. The lies. The hate. Amen.
the generational curses, different things that are baked in under the. If that's why y'all, listen, somebody say, we got to be broken. Say it loud. Say, I got to be broken. Say, I got to be broken to this word of God. And it's the breaking of the outer shell that word can deal with the stuff in my life to shape it out. Amen. And that's why the Bible says, Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. For he what? Gave himself for the church to sanctify her, the church, and your wife, and your children, cleansing them by the washing of the water through the word of God. That's why when we talk about the roots and grooves in the mind, that you can't help yourself through habits and drugs and stuff and unforgiveness and hurt. You can't help yourself. The word's got to wash those ruts out of your life. Amen. People can become stuck, sedentary, stuck in their way. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. A young man determines the tracks of the rest of his life. Amen? And those young ruts become old ruts. We can be in the church, and those ruts never be dealt with. Amen? And the last thing I want to leave you with, parents. Parents, listen to me good. I don't care how old your child is. I don't care if they're 45. Never stop shaping your children. Amen. Amen. By this word. And I want to say to the parents, I challenge you. I challenge the parents. I challenge the parents. Because guess what? The Lord spoke to me, man. I was studying this last night. And the word, man, I'm telling you, it was like, brother, don't get too busy with all the stuff I'm doing, running and ripping. Don't forget about your own children. We got the Bible says, train up your children in the way they should go. That when they are old, they will not depart. Whether you're 75 and your son is 55, train them up in the word. Man, I never forget. I'm going to tell this story, man, and I'm done. Me and my wife, we lost our first child. Man, I was in my 30s. She was in her late 20s. Amen. She had a miscarriage. Amen. I can say that. And my father called. Found out what happened. I said, Ma, I don't have to say nothing. A few hours later, Pastor Wright was calling. He said, man, how you doing? I said, Dad, I'm good. I said, I'm good. I said, we good. We got to go tomorrow, have a procedure, but we're good. And I thought I was good, but I wasn't good. Next morning, I woke up. Me and my wife were getting dressed, about to go to the hospital. Looked outside the window shade, and there his brown Lexus was sitting out in the driveway. He was just sitting there waiting for the lights to come on with his coffee and his Bible open. Amen. In my 30s. But I still needed my father. Still needed him. Parents, your children never get too old where you can just sit back and say, oh, I did the best I can do. They on their own. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. They're not on their own. As long as you got breath in your body, your children are still under your responsibility to love them. You've been down the road a little farther than them. Don't just say, oh, well, let them go. No! Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your son. Don't give up on them. Somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time and prayed for me. I don't stand on my own. But it's what was poured into me. We got to pay it forward and pour it into our children. Grab them, hug them, even if they're not yours. Let them know. If you see them going down the road, my father came in
Amen. And he said, I'm praying for you. He took my wife, praying for her. And he prayed a prayer. And that was our first child that we lost. And he said, not only am I praying for this child, but I'm praying for the future children that's coming behind this child. And once them children started coming, it was like we couldn't stop. Minister Thomas said he knows something about that. Amen. God is good. He's a stronghold. And maybe your father has never been in your life. Brother Julius Newman said to me, how's my boy? How can a young man cleanse his ways? He said, son, come on in here. Amen. Son, come on in here. That's what this word does. It validates you. It hugs you. Man, I see boys out in the corner, and guess what? We're getting ready to go out. Listen, been talking to Reverend Al Bowman. We're getting ready to do a streak. I'm telling you, we might do a revival this summer. I don't care how bad the drug dealer is, and y'all can ask him, we're out there with them. I'm going to look them square in the eye and let them know I love you. Amen. Not that it's just the Father, but it's the love of Jesus Christ that can work to a father. To a young man that we can put our arms on his shoulder, or a young girl, and let her know we love him. Amen. As we stand to our feet, I'm telling you, y'all, and they never stop telling us, know who you are in Jesus Christ. Know who you are and know whom you are in Jesus Christ. And guess what? They can put me out the church. Y'all know where I'm going to be. Somebody say where I'm going to be. At the terrace courts. That's where I'm going to be. With. Amen. Not because of me, but because of Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and he's the life. And if there's somebody here that you don't know this love of Christ and you want to come and give your life. And my father prayed, and my mother was in that circle. She came on a little later, but she was there too. And they loved on me and my wife. And I needed that. Amen. And my father was here today. He would say, brother, you got this word. We've got to be dumbfounded and confounded by this word of God. Because it becomes what I missed growing up. The mold that tried to shake me into worldly living. Guess what? The love of Christ will reverse the mold and cleanse your ways. If there's one here that don't know the love of Jesus Christ, and you want to give your heart to him, you can come. Seriously, don't let this word pass you by. If you don't know this love, if there's something in you and you know you need to give it to the Lord, you can come down this aisle. And give it over to Jesus. Is there one?